Strange Adventure.
The performance was almost over when the two clowns stopped their antics and made their exit from the big top. It had been raining, and the night air chilled them through their costumes. Tony Parelli, a short, roly-poly man dressed in a voluminous red and white costume, spoke to his tall companion as they passed the cook tent.
Say, how about a cup of java before we change? It'll knock the edge off of this chill.
Slim Wagner, dressed in a black and white skeleton garb that covered his whole body, turned to his friend.
Yes. Yeah, it sure is a cold night, all right.
Kurt Ringer, the manager of the small circus, entered the tent as the two clowns were finishing their coffee. The men had no use for the manager and hated his slave-driving ways. Ringer felt this dislike and used it as a whip to goad the men under him. His voice had the edge of sharp steel as he spoke.
Parelli, I saw you talking to Nancy Stokes again tonight. I told you before to stay away from my girl, and I mean it.
The short man rose. His fist doubled, but his partner held him back.
Oh, let him be, Tony. Let him scold. We want no trouble. Maybe we better get a job with another show.
Another job? Listen, you broken-down has-beens. There's not another circus in the country that would have you.
The manager watched the two clowns as they crossed the grounds to their tent, hoping that he had incurred enough hatred within them for them to leave the show and Nancy Stokes. A short while later, an urgent telephone call brought Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau to the circus grounds and to the tent occupied by the clowns. It was a grim scene. Inspector Hawk looked down at the still form of the little man, Tony Parelli. Tony Parelli, who had made thousands laugh, had played his last show. His life strangled out of him by an unseen assailant. Gathered with Hawk in the tent were Kurt Ringer and Slim Wagner. The tall clown was still dressed in his weird skeleton costume, his thin body visibly nervous under the skin-tight garb. The circus manager began his story.
Inspector Hawk, I've been watching these two guys for some time. They made like they were very good friends, but they really hated each other. Professional jealousy, I guess.
I see. You say you caught this man in the act of strangling his partner.
Yeah, that's right. When he saw me, he started to run, but I caught him and held him while one of my men called the police.
Slim Wagner moved menacingly toward his accuser.
He's lying. I stepped out of the tent a minute. When I came back, he was here with my friend.
Inspector Hawk turned back to the circus manager. His gaze fell upon Kurt's long, strong hands. Suddenly, a pair of handcuffs flashed out and snapped upon the wrist of the surprised manager.
Ringer, I'm holding you for the murder of Tony Parelli. Your little plan had a slip-up.
Inspector Hawk called in a policeman to take charge of the prisoner.
Yes, Ringer. You should have waited until the clowns had removed their costumes and makeup before you did your little job. You see, there are no signs of grease paint on Wagner's hands, but there is a trace on yours. Grease paint from the neck of the man you strangled.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to tune in again to another tale of
Strange Adventure.